Okay, next, school. Strong is noun. It means strong on your angry feeling of disrespect. So in Chinese, 挖苦轻视。我们经常用到重点的短语 pay scorn on, 嘲弄对什么表示轻视，有时也可用 pour contempt 或 pour ridicule 来代替，注意要和介词 on 搭配。无论我们用 pour scorn on 还是 pour contempt on 或 pour ridicule on, 都表示嘲弄对什么表示轻视，或斥对什么嗤之以鼻。我们还可以把动词 pawn 换成 heap, H-E-A-P, 表达的更加形象。For example, he put scorn on his wife's suggestion. He put scorn on his wife's suggestion. 对。如果同学们想表达藐视、瞧不起，可以用 look down upon, 或者用 think scorn of. Think scorn of. 好，请同学们辨析几个重点词汇。Scorn,嘲弄、轻视 ，contempt 蔑视，强烈谴责某人或某事低贱、卑鄙。那他的语气要强于 scorn。despite, despite, despite 语气较弱，表示嘲弄。Now translate sentence. 他的建议被轻蔑地驳回了。His suggestion was dismissed with scorn.如果想要表达强烈一点的语气，我们可以把 scorn 换用为 contempt. His suggestion was dismissed with contempt. 他的脸上流露出内心所感到的鄙视。His face showed the scorn he felt. His face showed the scorn he felt. Or his face showed the despite he felt. Okay, next important word, acquaint. Acquaint is a transitive verb.In tennis, 使了解、使熟悉。我们通常用的固定结构 be acquainted with something, 已知道。我已经对这个秘密有所了解。I have been acquainted with the secret.、Okay. Next, acquaint somebody with something or acquaint somebody of something, 告知某人某事。Please acquaint him of the meeting. Next, make a person acquainted.With somebody. Acquaint 形容词形式 acquainted. Make a person acquainted with somebody. 介绍某人同另一个人认识。Let me make Jerry acquainted with you. Got it. 当然这是比较正式的用法。So, yesterday I made a person acquainted with Tom. Acquaint 它的名词形式 acquaintance.A-C-Q-U-A-I-N-T-A-C-E, acquaintance, in Chinese, 熟人。Now read after me the words here, acquaint, acquainted, acquaintance.、So much for the words. Now let's study the text. A chance in a million, 百万分之一的机遇。A chance in a million, this is a hyperbole, 这是一种地地道道的夸张。We often use the key structure, for example,It is a chance in a million to meet you here. It is a chance in a million to meet you here. 在这儿见到你可真是不容易啊。Got it. For another example, he let out a scream that must have been heard in Beirut. He let out a scream that must have been heard in Beirut. 他发出了一声喊叫，即使喊叫声在秘鲁都能够听见。So, of course, you know, this is a typical hyperbole. 这是一个典型的夸张。目的是加强语气。Okay, now let's study the text. We're less credulous than we used to be. So, please recite the sentence. 请同学们把这句话背熟。这是明显现在与过去的对比。We're less credulous than we used to be. 我们不再像以前那样轻信于人了。请同学们注意。在表达现在与过去以及未来的时候，可以运用一些基本句式结构，而不必使用时间状语。所以通过谓语动词 are 表达了现在的情况。Used to be 说明了过去的情况。OK, now translate sentence. 我们现在不像过去那么诚实了。We are not so honest as we used to be. Next. 他不像过去那么忙了。He's not so busy as he used to be. 那么第二点，什么情况下我们应该解释到 used to be 而不是 used to？ 那说谓动词是 be 动词的时候 ，got it。而如果谓动词是它的实动词，我们解释在 used to。他不像过去那么用功了。He works less hard than he used to. He works less hard than he used to. Are you quite clear?In the 19th century, a novelist would bring his story to a conclusion by presenting his readers with a series of coincidences. At first, you must learn how to use bring something to a conclusion. Bring something to a conclusion in Chinese 结束 For example, 他们决定把这次会议结束 They decided to bring the meeting to a conclusion.Bring to a conclusion is end. 除此而外，同学们还要掌握住另外一个比较正式的短语 ,bring something to a close. Bring something to a close. For example, 那是会议主席结束了这次会议。It was the chairman who brought the meeting to a close. It was the chairman who brought the meeting to a close.Secondly, please remember, present somebody with something. 给某人提供什么 present somebody with something, or present something to somebody. So, how did the novelist in the 19th century end their story? 那么19世纪的小说家们是如何结束他们的小说的呢? By presenting his readers with a series of coincidences.那是通过给同读者们提供一系列的巧合事件。Most of them wildly improbable. 那么一定要注意破折号后面这个语句是对前句的作者的一个观点。Most of them then refer to a series of coincidences. 这里的 them 指的系列的巧合。Wildly 副词用来加强语气 In fact, most of them,Completely improbable. 而其中大部分巧合事件发生的可能性是极小的，根本没有。Improbable. 完全不可能。So in fact, we can say, it is impossible for them to come true. Okay? Readers happily accepted the fact that obscure maidservant was really the hero's mother. This is an example. 那么这是对于作者 topic 的扩展句。用具体的实例说明了这个问题。Readers happily accepted the fact that, 请同学们要把握着这个主干。读者们开心地接受了这个事实。An obscure maidservant was really a hero's mother. 那一不起眼的女仆竟然是一位英雄的母亲。A long lost brother, who was presumed dead, was really alive all the time. Okay, keep the sentence in your mind. 把这句话要背熟。Who 引导非线性的从句 ？Who was presumed dead？ 一直以来被认为是死掉了的，是失散很久的兄弟。Okay, was really alive all the time， 事实上一直还是活着的。And wickedly plotting to bring about the hero's downfall， wickedly 居心叵测的密谋 ，to bring about the hero's downfall。这个语句的关键就在于 bring about。Bring about means cause to take place, lead to, 产生引起 So it means cause the hero's downfall, lead to the hero's downfall. 那么居心叵测的在密谋把这个英雄搞下台来。